Morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out, just come on in. Come on in, come on in. The water is fine. Amen, amen. Come on out. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on, because he's worthy. Come on, just because he's worthy. Come on, just because he's worthy. Come on now. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Come on now, just begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Come on now, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you right now, oh God. Father, we say less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, I speak that high glory, that your sons and daughters, they are whole, not just healed, but they're whole, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, we thank you. We love you. We declare it. We decree it. It is so. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now. We are walking in our multiplied and abundant grace. This is our season to walk in our multiplied and abundant grace. I'm going to say it again. It's our season to walk in our multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now. See, when you begin to understand the time and season, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter, well, you know what? I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bear with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. So when we begin to dig into the word of God, now we can begin to walk in the activation of the word, okay? Okay, I'm going to say it again. When we receive the word of God, we begin to walk in the activation of the power of that word. No word, no power. No power. You just dead in the water. Jesus said, I am come. Now listen, I want you to understand what Jesus said as we go here right now. He says, I am come. We're going to go to John 10:10 as we get started. Amen. Come on now, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Come on now. Hey, glory, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Come on, get it, get it. Hey, glory, come on now. Hey, Kesha. Woo, my God, you better get this morning. Hey, glory, hey, Shita. Oh, my God, listen. We're going to John 10:10. Good morning, Chet and Martha. We're going to John 10:10, okay? Here we go, and let's go to the word, amen? Me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Now listen, John 10:10. I want you to understand this. We are in our season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? This is going to be a season of divine grace and completion. Okay, when you get this, we are in a divine, in a place of divine grace and completion. The combination of the 5 and 7 points to a time of receiving God's grace for completing the cycles, the sources, the courses, the job, and bringing divine fulfillment to the promises that have been spoken over your life, over your family, and over the nations, etc. Okay. The next thing, it's going to be a time of renewal and new beginnings. The presence of the eight signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting or work, there will be a supernatural, check it out, supernatural breakthrough leading to new beginnings or fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life even to seemingly dead situations. So John 10:10, now understand, let's go here. Remember, we said that we're going to go by the word. Okay, John 10:10, look at what it says. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come. Now, check this out. He says, but I am come that they might have Zoe, life, and that they might have life more abundantly. Okay, now check this out. This word life, which is the Greek word Zoe, which means living souls. It means life, real and genuine, a life active and vigorous, devoted to God. Woo! But then it means the absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical, which belongs to God. Woo, my God, my God. Okay, so are you getting this? So he says that he came that you might have the absolute fullness of life and that you might have it. Now check this out, more abundantly. This word is a Greek word, the parousos of God, which means exceeding some number or measure, rank or need, over and above, more than is necessary. Check it out. Exceeding abundantly, supremely, something furthermore, much more than all, superior, listen, uncommon, here we go, uncommon, woo, extraordinary, and super added. Okay, so this is going to be a time of season that God does, listen, extraordinary things in your life, extraordinary. So he's going to put his super, his spiritual divine. Now remember, the favor of God. What is the favor of God? Let's go. Oh my God, where's my little tile here so that we can see it? Come on now. Someone type, it is so. His divine, oh, here it is. And this appointed time, we just came out of Feast of Tabernacles, okay? But this is gonna be a time, listen, divine favor, okay? His presence and influence, that's what his favor is. His presence and influence on your life. I want you to get this. Now, I'm taking this slow, because listen, we're just scratching the surface on this. This is still connected to the power of all. Why? Because when you receive the word of the power of all, now that power, that dunamis, his ability is activated in your life. And now he says, now that it's been activated, I'm going to super add to it. I'm going to cause it to go above and beyond. Come on now, I want you to get this. Oh my God, it's going to be super. The next part of this is that this is going to be a season of the power of your mouth. You must be careful what you're speaking out of your mouth. This is a time especially mindful of the words spoken. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Prophetic decrees, prayers, worship, declarations, prophetic utterances during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan in the earth. I want you to understand that he's going to give you, listen, a supernatural, woo, my God, prophetic voice. It's not going to be your voice. It's going to be his voice. Come on now. Come on now. Somebody get this. Come on. Work with me. Are you getting this? If you're getting this, someone type it is so. Come on now. Okay. So now, glory, this is a prophetic. Now, it's also going to be a time of rest and preparation for greater works, okay? You're going to be in a time of rest and preparation. The number 7 within 5785 highlights divine rest, supernatural rest, which is not inactivity. So that means it's not like you're going to be standing still, but it's preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, this can be a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of life's journey. Come on now. Let me see here. I know what some of y'all are saying. Here we go, here we go. Let me see. Let me see if this is the scripture that I want. See if this is the one. I think it's Deuteronomy. Well, somebody give him praise. I'm just trying to find the scripture because I know it's going to bless you. Here it is. Okay. Wow. Now, I want you to get this. I'll take this off here. Okay. So now, I want you to get this. And I want you somewhere to write down Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, okay? Now, you want to study Deuteronomy 8 because this has to do a lot with the beginning and the solidification of the covenant of God. Okay? I want you to listen to verse 1 and 2 and 3, okay? Verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, all the commandments that I command you this day. So these are not requests. See, what I'm speaking into your life right now is God commanding change in your life. And if you begin with the word, he said he'll do the rest. Come on now. All the commandments that I command you this day, you shall observe to do, that you may what? Live and what? Multiply. So when you follow the word of the prophet, when you follow the word of the word, okay, it activates life. He said that you shall observe to do it, that you may live. Oh, the devil is a lie. You ain't going to do that. Come on. Back up. There we go. Sorry about that. That you may live and multiply. So this is going to activate life, Zoe, the absolute fullness of life, and multiplication and increase. And you shall may live, multiply, and go in and what? Possess. So this is going to be a time of manifestation. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Woo! Come on, you better get this right now. Woo, you boy, man, some of you better start sowing seed right now. Woo! Come on now. Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant. Come on now. You have to get this. When God begins to speak like this, if you will begin to sow while he's speaking, it active. Oh, come on now. That you may live and multiply and go in. So he's continuing. And go in and what? Possess the land which he swore unto your fathers. So you're going to possess things that past generations did not receive if you will listen to the voice of God and execute his instructions. Oh, my God. Woo! Come on now. You better get this. You better sow your seed right now. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Someone type, I receive it. Come on, get it, get it, get it. Come on now. Get this. Okay. And you shall remember, okay, he's continuing, all the way which the Lord thy God led you these 40 years. 40 in the Bible represents probation. Do you understand that? Okay, okay, see, this gonna make sense. You had to go through something. These 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and prove you to know or to give you understanding what was in your heart. And whether or not you would follow his commandments or not. And he humbled you and suffered thee to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not. See, this is the supernatural. And neither did your fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Are you getting this? So, when we get the understanding, see, this is why I want you to get the understanding today. How glory that when you begin to follow the instructions coming through the mouth of the prophet, now you are activating the word and the power of that word, the divine supernatural nature of God on that word, the divine favor all glory and of that word. Then you're also activating rest and preparation, the power of your mouth, your divine grace and completion and renewal and new beginnings. Why? Because when he speaks it, he says to follow what he said to do. When you follow, that means you execute. You do what the Lord says to do. Okay? Are you getting this so far? I want you to get this. Come on now. Come on now, get this. See, when you get this, see, this is the understanding that you have to have. That as he's speaking, you're executing. Why? Because you receive it, you hear it, you hide it, and you do it. That's how you receive the word. To those that received him, he gave them what? The power to become the sons of God. He's enabling you. He only gives this power to sons. Sons are his children who know their relationship with the Father. And they understand that the child's job is to fulfill the will of the Father. When you fulfill your purpose, you're fulfilling his will. Oh, come on now. Woo! Oh, my God. Woo! So listen. Let's do the word. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may as prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And so when you understand that this is all kingdom of God and it's activated by Genesis 8:22, the kingdom of God. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you sow seed into the word you hear, now you're executing the kingdom power, empowerment of, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every what? Word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay? So you see, whether into the ministry, PayPal, through the Zelle, restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail, or you do the Teruma, which is doing, putting it into the hand of the prophet. The first of all first fruits of all things of every teruma shall be the priest, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you sow it, when you hear a word and you activate that word by sowing a seed into the priest or the prophet that the word is coming out of, you're activating the power of that word and the devil can't stop it. Woo, come on now. Father, I thank you right now as they sow. Now listen, 5785, come on, you're sowing your seed in the denominator of 5785, 15785, 55785, 5,557.85. You're sowing the seed into your life, okay? He says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. He says, the word, it's going to be what you do according to the word. I'm going to say it again. What you do according to the word. Come on. Father, I thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus over their life. I declare and decree that if they do not know you, all you have to do is just repeat these words. Say, Father, I receive your word of salvation that you said that I can believe, confess with my mouth, believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, that I shall be saved. Father, I believe it. I receive it. I receive my inheritance as your offspring, as your child. I am a child and son of God. Father, your word says, if I receive you, your word, then I receive your power to become sons of God. So, Father, I stake my claim to my inheritance of power in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Now, listen, don't miss tomorrow. We're going deeper. Be blessed.